Welcome to your daily devotional, July 9th. Examine yourselves. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? Begin your day today with an honest self-examination, identifying and admitting to your need for help from the Lord in addressing any issues. You and God are the ones who really know what symptoms and causes exist in you that need addressing if you are going to take your relationship with Jesus Christ to the next level. I will offer up 5 remedies for your need for spiritual growth from the pages of Scripture. First, resolve to grow up spiritually. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11 reads, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things." The lesson is this: no more games. Second, seek and hold fast to the truth. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 23 reads, "Buy the truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding." Will you continue to trust in and live in lies? There is a better way. Third, follow Christ's example. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6. Talk the talk and walk the walk. Fourth, participate in the local church. Hebrews chapter 10 verses 24 and 25 reads, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together." Resolve to make public worship a priority, then participate in it. You have much to offer. Fifth, make God's word a priority. Psalm chapter 1 in verse 2 reads, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." You have many bad habits. Here is a good one. It's hard to drift when we're holding God's truth with us wherever we go. There are day and night seasons in our Christian walk. Whatever season you are in, Jesus Christ is calling out your name, for he earnestly desires for you to have a closer walk with him. God has given you today to begin making the necessary changes, and he has given you the tools to do it. You do not need to do it alone. God will help you. Ask him to help you today.